As you listen to this program, the audio program may at times sound a bit different based on whether we are using a live recording in front of an audience, an excerpt from one of our new videos, or like now, just me in a studio. What is important is the content and the application, so if it sounds like we jump about a bit, we are. But remember again, our main purpose is to help you go deep into both understanding and applying a specific principle or habit. Before we dive into habit two, begin with the end in mind, or the habit of personal vision. I want to just take a moment and ask you a few questions about your homework from habit one, to be proactive. Remember now, to know and not to do is really not to know. You may want to write down your answers to these questions because it is the process of writing that really crystallizes thought. How did you do with the 30-day proactivity test from our last session? In what ways has your circle of influence increased? How much more are you aware of your language and the language of people around you? How well are you using the gap between stimulus and response in your own life? Identify one specific example where you proactively expanded the gap between stimulus and response and had a different experience than you normally would have. How was your work coming on a specific problem that was challenging to you? Did you identify and follow through on that first step? Oliver Wendell Holmes once said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Habit two is called Begin with the End in Mind. All things are created twice. Look at this lovely setting here, this building. This was created in every detail before the earth was touched. It's called a blueprint. If that didn't take place, you had very expensive change orders that could have doubled the price of this building. I have a dear friend who's a composer. He actually is able to hear the entire orchestra, every part of it, every instrument, before he ever hears it in fact. And I have seen him work around the clock, produce music to where he literally can hear everything in his own head, his own inner ear, and then the very next day watches the orchestra perform it and hardly ever makes a change. Most organizations, most families do not begin with the end in mind. Just ask yourself this question. What is the purpose of your organization? Try asking 10 people in any organization. I'll guarantee you they're not on the same page. They're all over the board. Try it in your own family life. Next time you have dinner with your loved ones, just look around and say, what is the purpose of our family? And see what they say. They'll think you flipped out. They'll think you're trying to apply business stuff in a family setting, like developing a family mission statement. I don't care what words they want to use. If you do not consciously direct the first creation, I'll guarantee you, it will be directed by your history, by your habits, by your moods, by your autobiography. And then if you get into a blended family situation, or you get married with someone else who has a completely different script, you'll find that when tough times come, there'll be completely different approaches taken to finances, to in-law issues, to child discipline, to all kinds of issues. That's why it is so basic and so foundational to always start every endeavor with a clear sense of purpose.